Welcome back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Andy Humphrey now joined by a victorious head coach, DeSoto's Chris Johnson, 6-3 over Perryville tonight on the road. And you get 2 out of 3 now against Perryville over the last 3 years. This one, the lowest scoring, and that's saying something because the last two have been pretty low scoring.
Yeah,
and tonight you really did grind it out.
Yeah, we knew going in. I mean, we didn't disguise it. We just said it's going to be big boy football tonight. It's going to be hold on to the ball, try to pick up a couple of first downs. If you don't get it, punt it away, try to play good defense. This was definitely like the throwback to the old football days of ground and pound on both sides. And I can't say enough about what Perryville is doing. I can't say enough about what Coach Boss has got going on to have to replace so many starters. I mean, not really return anybody. They're to be commended, man. I mean, they're doing a great job. They're physical. They're tough. Their kids don't quit. And so I really want to commend Coach Boss and the job he's doing right now.
Your workhorse in the backfield was Cole Watson with 24 carries, and he was big on that last drive, getting that last run for 14
yes,
yards to get that final first down and let you ice in the game.
Yes, sir.
But getting him that big workload, was that the key going in to make sure you gave him a rhythm?
Yes, sir, absolutely. With us, Cole's been a kid that's been in the program for a while now, and he's really put a lot of time in the weight room. He's a downhill physical kid. There's times I wish he would avoid contact, but it almost seems like sometimes he's looking for somebody to hit. Hopefully in a little better conditions, maybe he can actually make somebody miss. But tonight, no. I mean, on a night like tonight, you knew that yards were going to be at a premium. You knew, points were going to be at a premium. And so for us, just to keep staying with it, we had that touchdown callback in the first half. We were kind of disappointed going into halftime, being down 3-0, because we felt like we had a good drive together and missed a short field goal. But we got a new kicker. He's never done it before. He was nervous as all get out. The conditions were not good, so I can't really say much. But we missed a short field goal, and then we had a touchdown called off the board. So we were disappointed to be losing 3-0 at halftime. We felt like we had, could have easily had a 10-3 lead. But we just told him stay with it. It's going to be a deal, or we're going to get one, and then we just keep playing good defense, and somehow we'll find a way to gut this thing out, and it worked out tonight for us.
At least from where I was standing, it seemed that Briar Fisher at quarterback showed a lot of maturity. 12 of 15, 133 yards, got that only touchdown pass and the only touchdown of the game in a big point for your team.
Yes,
and really, I'm sure the most important part was taking care of the football.
Yeah, and we tried to tell them going into the game, we're like, we just cannot turn the ball over because field position was going to be such a premium. So we were trying everything we could to make sure that we held on to that thing. And tonight was a night when, we kind of picked and choose when we decided to try to air it out a little bit, and it seemed like every time we picked a spot to throw it, it ended up being a big play for us. We were able to pick up good yardage and then kind of go back to the ground and pound a little bit, and I just didn't want to go back to the well too many times. Nervous on a night like tonight where you don't get a good grip on the ball comes out weird or anything like that, and last year we threw a couple interceptions that gave them great field position. So I just kept telling myself, if we picked up another first down, just stay consistent. Just keep trying to stay with it. Defense was playing well, so there was no reason for me to try to do anything crazy. But he was very efficient with the ball tonight. Very proud of him. Really proud of the whole team. It was definitely a good team effort tonight.
To get a win like this, a grind out game, and I'm sure you had a few of those last year.
Sure.
And the guys that are returning are probably used to that.
Yes.
But getting that in the first game of the year on a field like this on the road, what's the pick me up like?
Well, I mean, I think we were disappointed in how we played last year at home. We laid an egg there last year with some turnovers and just not playing the way we needed to play. So for us, it was a lot about, hey, we came here 2 years ago and won. We know what it feels like. We just got to come back and we got to do it again. We got to stay consistent with our game plan and try not to get, off from there. But for us, for these seniors, they've worked hard. We've got a good senior class. When I took over a couple years ago, they were kind of the foundation. I kind of started with that sophomore class as far as building the mentality in the offseason in the weight room. So for these guys to be seniors, this was really, really big for them because they wanted to make sure we got off on the right foot for their senior year.
Appreciate the time, Coach. Good luck next week, and congrats on the win.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate y'all being here. We appreciate everything you guys do for what is considered one of the greatest games in all of the world, which is old Friday night high school football. So we appreciate you being here tonight.
You can't argue with that. That's Chris Johnson of the DeSoto Dragons, their head coach, as they are victorious 6-3 tonight over the Perryville Pirates on the road. And we'll be back with the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show after this.